98.9 KISS FM. This is Drew and Casey, and, you know, about once a month, we get our favorite numerologist, actually the only numerologist that we know, come in and join us to help out all of our listeners. It's Sunita Sitaro once again!
Hi, Sunita.
Hey there.
How are you doing today, Sunita?
I am doing great, thank you.
So what are we going to do today? We're going to help out couples today?
Yes, because, you know, June is the month for weddings.
Yes.
Yes.
Do we have? Oh, she's on a different microphone.
We need to switch you out. Take that one.
Okay. There we go.
There we go.
We don't like that other one. Yeah.
What is that? Okay, there. That's the Ron Williams microphone right there. That one's perfect.
Okay.
Okay. So we're gonna help out couples today.
Yes.
And basically, all we need is the first name of both persons in a relationship.
Yes.
And you can tell them what by the first names.
We can tell if you're going to be if it's a natural fit, compatible fit, or if you have a challenging fit, and you know. If it's a challenging fit, I can tell you what to do because I can fix everything.
Because you'll kind of tell what each person, their strengths are.
Their strengths are, exactly, yes.
Now, this is the last time we're going to have you in for a while because you're going on summer vacation.
I am. I'm going to go see my son in Portland, Oregon. And I'm going to paint every day while I'm gone.
Well, are you going to sell your paintings while you're there?
Yes.
Okay, because that's a lot to bring home.
That is.
In my teeny tiny car. Yes, yes. Yeah, no, I am. I have about 3 galleries that are interested in my work. So, yeah.
Wow.
Way cool. And then I'll go to Vancouver.
So, yes, on top of the numerology, vegetarian chef, tarot card reader, she's also a painter.
I'm a painter. And I quilt.
And
Oh,
by the way, she knows how to plug up the hole in the Gulf of Mexico where the oil's coming out too. No one's asked her, though.
They should have me out there.
I know.
What are they doing?
Let's go to the first one and go to Janelle. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thank
you. You are on with Sunita Sitaro, and she's going to help you out. Talk about your relationship.
Hey,
Janelle.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Now, Janelle, what's your guy's name?
His name is Steve.
Okay.
Okay. And are you guys dating or?
We are dating.
Yes. You are dating. Okay. So it's a challenging fit, and I'll tell you why. It's a little bit of a difficult relationship because your personality has differences. The 9, which is you, you're a humanitarian, while the 8 might seek material rewards, and so there's potential for much love and harmony together, but you have to recognize your priorities and learn from one another. So you have the ability to be loving and harmonious towards each other just as long as you remember that you're a humanitarian and he may need to have material rewards. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, yes.
Okay, there you go.
By material rewards, do you mean something in the form of a giant television, that material?
Well, you know, yes. And, money. Money is really important to him.
Because that's what 8s are.
Yes,
money.
8s are money. Mm-hmm. He's a money magnet, so he could have issues with either spending too much or keeping too much. So, you know, we kind of vibrate between the negative and the positive.
Aha. Does he like good stuff, Janelle?
He does.
Yeah.
He's one of his favorites.
I know. He's like your shopper, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. Well, if any of those are in a relationship, that causes problems if the other person isn't a shopper, too.
It sure does. So, yeah, it really does.
Well, good luck, Janelle.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If you guys get married, make sure that you keep the checking account in your name and the credit cards as well. Brittany. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Brittany, now you are together with Jake, right? Okay.
Okay. Well, now, Brittany, yours is a compatible fit. You're different, yet compatible at the same time, which is really interesting because you are a 1 and you're a very individualistic type of person, and you may have a difficult time, tolerating the 9. So, but the 9 is a very giving person and has an independent spirit. So if you accept each other's differences, the passion will come. And I mean passion.
Oh, hey, now.
Like, I mean fireworks, like light up the sky kind of passion. So I don't know if I want to be your next door neighbor.
Wait. Like that kind of passion?
That kind of passion. There we go.
All right. All right, Brittany, that sounds pretty good to me. You guys enjoy that passion.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
460-9899, *989 on your AT&T wireless. If you want to talk to Sunita Sitaro, she can tell you how your relationship is working out. If you two
if
are
compatible
or not.
Yeah.
We'll take more calls next. Drew and Casey on 98.9 KISS FM. Bam, bam, bam. Kiss FM. It's Drew and Casey, our numerologist, Sunita Sitara, sitting in with us today, taking your phone calls. We're doing relationships today. Let's go to another one, and let's go to Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Now, Ashley, you are together with Matt, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, Ashley, you are a 7, and Matt, for some reason, all the guys are 9s, which is really interesting. But your relationship depends on a lot of spiritual attraction, so I would be really interested in finding out if it is there. And if your spiritual beliefs align, your relationship will endure. And if they are dividing you, then compromises aren't going to help you. So tell me about your spirituality.
Well, ironically, we're both pretty much on the same page with
wow,
that.
Wow, that's very
that's
cool.
That's great.
Yeah, because, you know, if that kind of, that's like the crux of the matter. I mean, it's kind of like a deal breaker in your relationship. So it's a good fit if your spiritual attraction is right there.
Hmm.
That's very interesting.
That is.
So that's good news. You guys are both there spiritually in the same place?
Yeah, definitely. And we're actually going to have a 3-year anniversary coming up. So.
Wow.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Okay. High five, girlfriend.
I think she's talking to you, Casey.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Let's go to Nina. Hi, Nina. Nina.
Hi.
Hi, Nina. So, Nina, you were together with Phil. Are you two dating or married?
We're married.
Okay.
Okay. So what you are, you're a 2 and he's a 9 and it's a neutral kind of fit, which means you could go either way. The 2 desires love and attention, and the 9, again, there's another 9 guy, and he likes to be able to provide this, but the love that the 9 provides is not always directed towards the partner because they end up being very humanitarian on a large scale. So if your relationship, but if this kind of comes together, again, there's a lot of passion. So you are very intuitive, and he is definitely, directed more towards, like, worldwide affairs or something like that. Is that kind of fitting him or not?
No.
No?
No!
He's not a worldwide affair type of man?
No.
Well, what is going on with him?
Yeah.
And he does go by Phil? He does go by Phil?
Yes. Well, he keeps up with the news and things like that.
Okay, yeah. That it would kind of, manifest itself in different ways. He may not be a world traveler, but it's kind of like world affairs probably do intrigue him.
Yeah. He's got CNN on once in a while. He's watching the news.
Yes. But you are a very, very compassionate person.
Are you compassionate?
Yes.
Okay,
very.
Good. I was going to say, you should say yes.
I was nervous.
Or not.
Yeah, me too. I was nervous.
No.
Like, oh, no.
I hate people.
And I especially hate that, Sunita.
Thank you for the call, Nina. So that's 4 guys in a row that were 9s.
That were
right?
9s. What's going on?
So now we all know 9 is humanitarian.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. 9s are humanitarians. And sometimes they can be a little bit selfish and not be humanitarian.
Okay, so we don't need any more selfish 9s calling in, guys.
That's right.
I know. Yes. You won't know until you call and talk to Sunita. So.
That's right.
460-9899-989 on your AT&T wireless. Got time for a couple more of your phone calls. It's Drew and Casey on 98.9 KISS FM. KISS FM. It's Drew and Casey. Be a part of the Whitewater Bay and Frontier City Mobile Club. Just text message the word FUN to 67664. By doing that, somebody is going to win tickets to see the Bieber, Justin Bieber, live in concert July 6th in Tulsa.
He's going to be on the Today Show tomorrow.
Oh, is he really?
I think he's just the cutest thing ever.
You think?
Isn't he cute? Yeah. You like Justin?
Oh, I do. I think he's adorable.
I don't know about the hair.
Yeah,
I don't know
about
the hair.
But his face is just so darn cute.
Yeah,
if the gang on the Today Show ask about his tattoo, he'll walk out on that interview too?
He's been on already. That's the first time I ever got to see Justin was on the Today Show a few months ago.
Oh, really?
But yeah, so he's going back tomorrow.
It should be interesting. So once again, see if you want to win tickets, see him fun to 67664. We've got time for just a couple more phone calls with our numerologist, Sunita Sitara.
And don't forget, if you don't get on the air, which it's very hard sometimes because we have so many people calling
yes.
in, your website, You can email Sunita.
Yes.
SunitaSitara.com. It's SunitaSitara.com. Make sure you mention that you heard it on our show, and your reading will be for free.
It will be for free, yes.
Wow.
And I usually answer within the day.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you go on vacation soon, so
yes.
Get those emails in
but
quickly.
You know what? No, I'm going to take my laptop with me, and I'm going to have my blog up, and so you can follow my travels and my painting. Every day.
Oh, do you put pictures on your blog?
I might do that if I can figure it out.
You need
with
to.
With the camera, yeah.
I want to see some
yeah,
of your
I do
paintings.
Too.
Well, I would put it on Facebook, and you and I are friends, Drew, on Facebook.
Yes, we are.
Woo-hoo.
If we could just get Casey on Facebook.
I don't do Facebook.
Sunita does. The cool
do
people are.
The cool people are on Facebook.
You know what? You can email me if you have something to say. Call me.
I will do that.
We only Facebook message each other now. Email is like so 10 years ago, Casey.
If you have something to say to me,
that's right.
You can pick up the phone. I am more important than that.
You don't answer phone calls anymore.
Yeah, you don't.
Only text messages.
I know. An email was so yesterday,
I'm
Casey.
Sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
You know what? Casey's probably a good thing you're not.
Yes.
I think it causes too much trouble, but don't get me on the Facebook thing. Let's talk about the numerology today.
Yes, let's talk about the numerology.
Okay. Let's go to Diane. Hi, Diane. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine.
Now, you are together with Leroy. Are you guys married or dating?
Well, we're married now.
Okay. Yes. Very nice.
That's wonderful. So, Diane and Leroy, you are a 6, and he is a 3, and you are a natural fit. Your relationship comes naturally as you both have chemistry and compatibility. You work well together. The 3 is very creative, and the 6 has lots of stability, stable energy. Keep each other's feelings in mind, and you will have a very happy and home life. I mean, you just are basically just a very compatible natural fit. It's just you just were kind of attracted to each other. You're just kind of like two magnets coming together and going, woof, wow.
Wow.
I know.
Man,
yeah.
Sounds like the perfect relationship. Yeah. Is that how it's going?
That's true.
Good.
Well, it's going to stay that way then. So,
yes.
Sunita
yes.
says you're going to have a very happy life together.
And passion. Woohoo!
Which equals happy. Brandy and Larry. Hi, Brandy. You're dating Larry?
Yes.
You guys are dating each other?
Actually, we're engaged.
Oh, I like that.
You're calling it just the right time.
Yes, you are. Because you guys are a natural fit and you complement each other perfectly. Larry is a 2, and he is going to be very loving, and his desire for love and family works well with the 8's desire to succeed. So I hope you're good with money, because you will be able to bring in quite a bit of money. This pairing works especially well in traditional family model. So count your blessings, because your relationship is one that's going to last. I like it.
So he's a 2. What is Brandy?
And she's an 8.
Oh, she's an 8. So
yeah.
She's the money girl.
She's the money girl. I hope. Are you spending or are you saving?
I'm more of a spender.
Oh.
Well,
I think I might have to have a chat with Larry then.
Yeah, I think you need to chat with the spender.
He has more control than I do.
Well, let him have control, because actually that'll be better. And we'll keep you in line that
way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Walking the straight and narrow, girlfriend.
I'm sure Larry would love that phone call from you.
Yes.
He'd be like, who is this?
Some crazy lady on the phone.
Well, he's listening. So.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Larry.
When's your wedding?
September 10th in Vegas.
Oh, congratulations.
Vegas.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you pick that out as the spender?
Yeah.
Larry, take away her credit card.
Yes.
You got until September. All right. Well, it sounds like you guys are going to have a great relationship. So enjoy it, okay?
Thank you.
There you go. Sunita, that's awesome.
Thank you.
We're going to miss you, but you'll be back in September.
Yes, I will be back in September. Yes.
You have a great summer vacation.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be so great. The little cottage that I have is on 5 acres of land, and I am going to paint the days away.
Wow.
Good for you.
That does sound really really nice.
And I'll get to see my son every day, which will be wonderful.
That's so cool.
You can still listen to us online.
Yes, I'm going to listen to you online.
You can take your laptop and plug in and listen.
Yes, I will. And maybe I'll call in or something.
That would be nice. Please
do. I'll do that.
And we'll keep in touch on Facebook, and then I'll tell Casey what you said.
I'll send her a special message.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much once again, Sunita.
Yay! Thank you.
It's Drew and Casey on Kiss FM.
First traffic on 98.9 Kiss FM.
Good afternoon. There are a couple...
Coming up on Drew and Casey 2 on 98.9 Kiss FM.
Talking about all this love, if you're getting married and you're having your bachelorette party or maybe your bachelor party, we've got your chance to win a free one from America's Pub coming up in just a few. Plus, we've got our afternoon audio today and another Showbiz Minute and a trip around the water cooler. It's Drew and Casey on Kiss FM.
98.9 Kiss FM and Lucky Star Casino.